where I have a problem, and of course, this is more just me, that I agree that, like, it doesn't necessarily force women to do crafts and men to do this, but they do genderize things. Like, they were going to go to a basketball game. Oh, it's for men. Why would women not want to go to a professional basketball game like that? And they do that kind of stuff, you know? And I do agree that most women fall in the category, and most men fall in the category, but there is intersect, especially, like, as we get, you know, like you said, the younger generation were more about, like, men can craft if they want to, and women can play sports if she wants to. But I feel like traditional planning, like, me and Miranda aside, has been very gendered.
And it's not even really, like, the fact that it's gendered, it's the fact that how it's approached is my problem. Like, I'm fine. Like, it's typical. Like, you buy little boys trucks and you buy little real dolls. Like, that's just how you, like, that's a part of society. And so, of course, that's going to bleed into the church. But it's the way it's talked about. Like, when it's announced that the girls are doing crafts, like, it's made fun of that guys aren't invited. Now, guys, you can't go to this. Like, I know you're raring to go to it. So, it's like making fun of, like, surely you wouldn't want to be there. Or, like, oh, it's, like, we did something that's pancakes and pajamas, you know, and it was, like, ladies only, you know, it's just, like, it's, like, mocked that it's girly, you know, by the men who are in the church.
Yeah, and so.
And they don't mean it that way. They just don't, they don't even hear it.
Because,
you know,
they're all, I would say almost all of the leaders of our church are masculine.